This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you celebrate Michelle Obama's birthday? The leftist media certainly tried, but then it was crickets. No serious media hoopla like there has been in the past, and here's the reason. The left doesn't want to tell you this, but the Obamas are so last decade. But then there's POTUS Donald J. Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Either way, you're going to get to me. You're going to get to my staff. We're going to respond back to you. I hope you'll spread the word about what you hear here because we try to give you something a little bit different. But let's jump into it because an important thing happened last weekend. Not just the long weekend with Martin Luther King's birthday, Chicago killings and things like that. Not that stuff. Not Michelle Obama's birthday. Nope. What happened was the confirmation of Donald Trump being a pop culture president, transcending the normal thing that a president would be, you know, very presidential and political, transcending what Barack Obama was, and becoming a pop culture icon. He was called the GOAT by Conor McGregor, a UFC iconic figure, a controversial figure, but a winner. Like him or not, the dude is a winner. Comes out of retirement, destroys his opponent, Cowboy something, I forget his name, but he destroyed this kid, and I like the guy. I really do. I liked his opponent. Just a good old country boy. Always wears his cowboy hat. He got destroyed in 40 seconds. Anyway, afterwards, Conor McGregor calls Trump the GOAT. And I'm not talking about the GOAT the way, you know, like a scapegoat or a bad name. No, no, no. Greatest of all time. And I want you to understand, he is not the first. Dana White has endorsed President Trump, has stumped with him back in 2016, and nothing's changed. You've had other UFC fighters, I forget the one guy's name, Cody, right? Cody something, proclaimed, I'm for the president, please invite me to the White House, and the president does. He sends it, you know, says, come on in. When pop culture creeps into politics, you know you've got something different. Look, we can discuss all this other stuff. We can discuss impeachment farce. We can discuss Robert Mueller, which, by the way, where is Robert Mueller? We can discuss Stormy Daniels. By the way, where is Stormy Daniels? Anybody? Leftist? Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Where's Stormy Daniels? We do know where Michael Avenatti is. Yeah, he's making new friends. Yeah, in prison. Or in jail, county, lockup, maybe soon going to prison. Remember how the media fawned over him? We know where he is. Hey, where's Rosenstein? Where's Comey? Where's Holder? Where's Susan Rice? Where's James Clapper and John Brennan? Where's Peter Strzok and McCabe and Lisa Page? Where are all they? You know where they are? They're all meeting in a cabal trying to figure out how they're going to get out of this big mess. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is living large, bridging pop culture and politics better than anybody. Barack Obama tried to do it vicariously. He wanted to live through Jay-Z and B. Mm-hmm. He relied on them to bring it. Let me ask you this. Hold an Obama concert. Say Obama's going to show up somewhere. And let's see what crowd you draw. Bring Michelle. Bring Michelle. And if you don't have Jay-Z and B there, you're going to have an empty stadium. I dare you. Get a 20, a 30, a 40,000 seat stadium and see who shows up. Then do the same for Donald J. Trump. Sans Melania, he doesn't need Melania. No offense, because, I mean, you know, she's nice candy. He doesn't need her. Not at all. Pop culture creeps into politics. That's what Trump managed to do. He creates a reality show that you must follow, not because you're fawning all over him just because he's so dreamy. No, you don't care that he ate a hamburger and a little bit of the grease dripped down his chin and you thought, grease dripping down your chin is now art. No, it isn't that. Despite the media's attempt to minimize Donald Trump, they maximize him. I want to welcome other people again to the program. You're probably just tuning in because somebody called you and said, you got to listen to this, brother. The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. You can give me a call just to give me feedback. You don't have to call to call the show. Just give me feedback. Another UFC star backing Trump. Soon, folks, this will be the norm. And let me tell you what's going on here. Warriors back other warriors. Not metrosexual pansies, which is what the majority of leftist men are. They won't stand alone. Let me tell you something. If you are a man and you won't stand on principle, don't call yourself a man. Don't buy cups. Buy bras. You don't wear underwear, you wear panties. If you're not willing to stand up for principle, you are not a man. That's not to say that women don't stand on principle, because they do. You know what I'm talking about. Don't try to get it twisted out there. He's such a misogynist. Yep. Metrosexual, pansy, finger quotes, men, don't stand alone. See, Trump knows how to fight, but more importantly, he knows how to win. And when the left swings, he counters immediately. And then he makes sure they fear him because he showcases his newsworthiness. Trump is going to hold a rally in New Jersey. Let me just give you an example. 7,500 people can be at this rally. That is the maximum capacity of the building or the venue where they're having this thing. And get this, 100,000 tickets have been requested. 100,000 tickets. What America, folks, and the world witnesses under the presidency of Donald Trump is a man who gets the job done. It is so unusual. And what is supposed to be commonplace? Hey, will you take out the trash? Sure I will. And then you don't. Hey, listen, we ought to take out the trash. It's causing a problem. It's starting to smell. Of course I will. Yeah, but then you don't. Hey, listen, I saw some bugs in the house. No, I'll take it out soon. Oh, you don't take it out. Hey, there are rats now eating the trash. And then you know what Trump does? He comes and takes out the trash and you think, what a miracle.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the president being a pop culture president, a rock star president, and a legitimate one. Not needing rock stars to build them up. Not needing to hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Let me put it this way. Before Barack Obama was president, nobody cared about him. They didn't want to hang out with him. Donald Trump, before he was president, people sought him. Politicians sought him. Rock stars, rappers, entertainers of all types sought to be with Donald Trump. They put him in movies. They put him in their rap songs. He was a star before he became president, and now he's a bigger star. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Making sense of it all, helping you to understand that the UFC loves Trump, warriors love Trump, the military has been shifted back to loving Trump. You get what I'm saying? Warriors, people that are willing to stand up, stand alone, and say, you know what? I don't care, airport lounge while you watch CNN. I'm for Trump. On an airplane, at the supermarket, wear your MAGA hat, wear your, you put your bumper sticker on or whatever. How many people have those kind of guts? The warriors do. Why? Because they recognize leadership. We got a lot to discuss today, folks. This Virginia gun rights rally, I didn't get to it. What more can you say? Peaceful rally? We'll talk about it. Black folks there? I know, it was racist. They even managed to survive, these black folks did, with all these white folks carrying guns. You know what? One of the dudes there, he's running for Congress, he's a friend of mine, he sends me a note. Kev, great rally, man. Did you see my... I said, yeah, I saw your clip, bro. I'm just surprised you survived with all them white folks and guns. But how about we get started talking about Trump's latest activity, a stat that the left is not going to want to report, because these are the indicators of what's going on in this economy that is not going to be derailed, because, see, people in this country want to continue having success. The Democrats would want nothing more than to take over this economy in 2020, get Trump out, and then ride it, act like it's theirs. They aren't going to get the chance. Senate impeachment trial is underway, but do you think Donald Trump is worried about this? Look at the indicators, man. Let me tell you. They're going to impeach me. It's going to live for infamy, says Nancy Pelosi. Or, you know, it'll live forever. He'll always be impeached. So? I'll admit, never thought the Democrats would get this crazy, but I'm glad they did, because now you get a chance to see them. And by the way, they're not through digging. Oh, no, there's lower to go. They think they're going to drag it out. We'll drag it out to 2020, to the election, and then Donald Trump is going to get impeached, and he will be in jail, and we are going to get Mike Pence in, and then we will put Hillary into office, which is exactly what we tried to do in 2016, said Maxine Waters. Well, good for you, Mad Max, because it ain't going to happen. Senate trial. The Democrat, you better put in some rules. We better call some new witnesses. That's not the way it works, people. The Senate takes whatever the House has brought for impeachment and says, we're going to look at this evidence. You want to put some new evidence? Have another trial. Have another. Go back and redo it. You know why the Democrats don't want to redo it? Because there's nothing to redo. You know why they're telling the Senate, you need to hear witnesses? It's because they know the Senate can't hear witnesses. So now they get to say, we had more witnesses than the Senate wouldn't hear them. Ain't going to work. None of it's going to work. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump is kicking it in. It's the economy, stupid. Housing starts up the highest in 13 years. Housing starts jump 16.9% to a seasonally adjusted rate of 1.608 million units last month, the highest level since December of 2006. The percentage gain was the largest since October of 2016. Data from November was revised higher to show home building rising to a pace of 1.375 million units instead of 1.365 million units as previously reported. With Trump, they report a number, they go, oh, sorry, it was higher. We didn't realize it was higher. Get this. Housing starts soared 40.8% on a year-on-year basis in December. So this amazing Trump economy, his year-over-year is 40.8, almost 41% higher than the year before. Whoa. I'm just telling you. This is, so here's another one. This is going to sound bad, but I want you to think about what I say here. Building permits fell 3.9% to a rate of 1.416 million units in December after hitting their highest level in more than 12 and a half years in November. Record after record is being broken in this economy. I want you to stop and ask yourself this question. You have a president who is performing in every sector like a rock star. By the way, what's going on in Iran? What's happening with the war that we were supposed to be in with Iran right now? You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Somebody please call a brother at 844-551-8255 and explain to me
Why we are not in the midst of World War Four or three or 15, because the Democrats have Armageddon every time you turn your head. Armageddon. They are 0 and 1,347 in climate predictions, and yet they still want to alarm you. They want to alarm you. It's World War Three. They want to alarm you that the economy would collapse if Donald Trump was elected. The stock market would fall down to the point it looked like, you know, grandpa's genitals. And they want you to believe that the world is falling because Trump is president and they must impeach him. I want you to stop for a minute and ask yourself, why would you be impeaching a guy with this level of performance, who's got unemployment for everybody at such a rate that you could go in and quit your job and go out to the street and find another one probably within 20 minutes. And they want him out. Democrats want him out. He has a, what did he say, Nadler? He's a danger to the Republic. He's going to try to cheat again. We got the clip. We'll play it to you, play it for you in a bit. They want him out. They want you out. They want your guns. They want to confiscate your homes. I just saw a thing where California says you don't own your house or something crazy. I didn't even read it yet because I'm telling you, we have so many things to catch up on. There's so much craziness going on in the world of leftism that you honestly can't keep up with it. Unbelievable. Talked about the women's march, numbers going down, 1 million plus the first year, 300,000 the second year, 100,000 the third year. You know how many people they said march this year? 25,000 because of Donald Trump. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is cranking back up, with Democratic impeachment managers delivering their opening remarks.
I want to begin by thanking you, Chief Justice, for a very long day. And I want to thank the senators also. We went well into the morning, as you know, until I believe around 2 in the morning.
Maine House Manager, California Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff, and his team of House managers have 24 hours spread over 3 days to present evidence and convince senators. Opening statements are taking place at Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes trial in Lower Manhattan. Prosecutors went on for several hours describing Weinstein as a rapist and a predator who was so powerful that they say his victims were afraid to say no. The defense is expected to say the sexual encounters between Weinstein and his accusers was consensual. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the irony of the Virginia gun march. The Reds, former Red State, it's not Red anymore, home to the National Rifle Association, the headquarters of the NRA in Virginia, a haven for gun owners, but the place known as the Commonwealth of Virginia has been purple, and now it's blue. It took 15 years for the Democrats to turn that area of Appalachia into a blue state, but they did it. Liberal Washington suburbs, a guy writes, overwhelmed its more conservative rural parts. And now that the Democratic governor, Ralph Northam, has survived his blackface scandal and his party gained complete control of the legislature, he believes that it's open season on gun rights. Let me break in here for a second, folks, and tell you, those of you who are listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, you can get more of this at thekevinjacksonshow.com. This is what happens when Democrats take control. They don't care about your rights. So what? You have a Second Amendment, says Virginia, and it's Democrat-controlled legislature. You're going to get what we give you. And they're giving them gun confiscation. Goes on to say, the Democrat-controlled Senate has already advanced bills enacting so-called universal background checks, a red flag gun confiscation law. Go look into that. What draws a red flag? Oh, you're a member of the Tea Party. Oh, you voted Republican. Oh, you went to see a shrink. Red flag laws, confiscation law, a provision allowing gun bans on government property, a cap on handgun purchases to one per month. I'm surprised they even are going to let them have one per month. They said they're also likely to advance a ban on the sale of certain assault weapons. Collectively, these efforts would make a mockery of due process, create more barriers for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights. There is no right of the government to take away your ability to protect itself. No, I don't want a nuclear weapon. But I want a personal protection device. And if I want multiples, fine. I was at a cigar bar with my buddy Doug Giles. And the guy there goes, guess how, he's a Greek guy. He goes, guess how many guns there are here? Doug goes, 27. The guy starts counting. I have two AR-15s, one AR-10 of my 45 I have on me. I have a 40, I have a shotgun over there. And he counts off like 14 weapons in his bar. And he says, at my house, far different. He goes, within 2 yards of me, I can get to a weapon. God bless him. He's not looking for trouble, but if trouble comes looking for him, he's going to answer it. Democrats don't care about your gun rights. And that is the irony that created this Second Amendment march that happened in Virginia. I think they said 22,000 people converged on the Capitol armed, essentially saying to Wortham, I dare you to confiscate my guns. I dare you. And what's funny is nothing happened, right? No, not a single person shot, not a round fired off. All different people of all races, all genders, all colors converged on the Capitol. 22,000 people, probably the largest march we've had in a long time. More people in one place that probably marched in the Women's March over the weekend. They said that number was like 25,000, which leads me to believe it was probably closer to 20. Went from a million to that. And now we've got Second Amendment marches in Virginia. People understanding now. People in other states going, wait a minute. Is this what happens when Democrats take control? They just say to heck with the Constitution. Oh, remember Nancy Pelosi's talking about following the Constitution and impeachment of President Trump. Let me ask you, I want you to just parallel what's happening to President Trump. No witnesses. First of all, he didn't do anything. So they faked it and said, oh, all this stuff is going up. They don't produce a single witness, but that's enough to invoke the constitutional authority of the House to say, we want to impeach him. We don't like his attitude. Let's impeach him. So guess what? They don't like your guns. Let's take them away. Oh, we don't want to take away your guns. Notice they left that provision. You could buy one gun a month. We're just going to background check you and red flag you. So what they're saying is, we're going to allow you, let you pretend that you can buy a gun, but we're going to put you all on red flag list. We'll figure a way around it. Don't believe me? Listen to Adam Carolla talk about smokers. It's to the point in some places where you can't smoke in your house. Pretty soon, cigarettes will be banned completely. Even when they go smokeless, where it isn't infringing upon anybody, it's like normal breathing with vaping. Oh, no, you can't be vaping. They killed 2 people. This is the strangest group of people on the planet. And you can't believe a single thing that they say. You better pay attention, people. We got some good people, though, watching out for us. I want you to hear this sheriff. He had a clip of what he said was he would do with this gun ban. I love this guy.
The bills go through as proposed. They will not be enforced. They're unconstitutional. We swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Virginia. And that's what we'll do.
You hear the guy at the end? Outstanding. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. That's a great. If the bills go through as proposed, they will not be enforced. That is the power of a sheriff. When you wonder about these little obscure rules and laws, there's a law. I mean, the sheriff can say, I ignore that. That does not fit with the Constitution. I will not enforce it. That's a level of, what do you want to call it, fighting back? I can't think of the word. But that's a level that we can get to with guys like this. Anyway, there's another funny thing that happened. A couple things. I want to play this one. This guy, he gets on camera, MSNBC is broadcasting, and he heckles him at the rally.
Orders here, they see this as an affront amendment, and certainly, yes, the president has been tweeting about this rally for several days. So, Hallie, I'm going to send it back to you.
Gutierrez, live for us there. Thank you, Gabe. Appreciate it. And apologies for some of the background noise that you just heard in Gabe's live shot. Back to impeachment.
You couldn't make it out. When I was looking at the clip, when you guys did it, well, I forget what he said, but I remember, maybe it was because I could see his lips move, but I could tell what he said. But he cursed, and he's like, F y'all. I know he said that. I know he dropped an F-bomb. Old dude. Crotchety old dude. he video bombed. He didn't photo bomb. He video bombed MSNBC. It was funny to look at. Oh, man. Anyway, so the idea of this rally, and I joked, I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, one of my friends who's running for Congress in Virginia, he let me know, hey, Kev, I was on, you know, did this video and it's going viral, which it did. It did amazing. Good for him. And he was telling me, you know, just how great it was. I mean, he was trying to put me into the mood. And I was like, man, I'm there. I'm looking at the coverage. I'm watching these Twitter feeds and people, you know, got their guns displayed and a lot of black folks, a lot of Latinos. Anyway, this one black dude stood out because he got asked if he, well, you can listen to the clip. I forget what it, you guys want to tell me. Let's just play it. Okay.
Are you a white supremacist?
Yeah.
I was told there'd be
this
white supremacists.
This ain't me, I got
you. Oh, wow, you really are blackface. Like,
United we stand. Yeah,
that's
brother.
Right, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
United we stand.
But they mad because there wasn't no civil unrest. Now they going to be mad because there wasn't no fight. Now they going to be mad because didn't nobody get locked up. They going to be mad because all the officers is at peace. They going to be mad because ain't nobody out here fighting. They mad, but guess what? United we stand. That's what this is about.
That's right, brother.
I'm from St. Louis, and I ain't even had to bring no weapon. Don't need no weapon. Don't none of us need no weapon, but we got them.
We got it.
We got them. We got each other back. Why? Because united we stand. That's what it's about.
That's right.
United we stand,
bro.
I love this dude because he's raw. You know what I mean? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. He's raw. And here's another observation about this event. No police presence. They were showing shots. It wasn't like massive cops. Go to an Antifa rally or something like that. An event. I don't call them rallies. Look at the number of cops that have to be there. Number of people that get arrested. Number of people that get beat up. By the way, they said they were coming. Antifa did. And you know, I said they won't show up. Don't worry about it. These are armed citizens who can smell rats. It wasn't going to happen. Everybody was, oh, man, they're going to infiltrate and do this. I said, let me explain something to you. Antifa and Black Lives Matter are pansies. They will not go where they know there's a potential for a real fight. They only go where they can amass in massive numbers bigger than you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But again, it's Sunday morning. Let's be optimistic about the future, a future that will not have Donald Trump in the White House. One way or another, 10 months from now, we will have an election if we don't have him removed sooner. But again, he will be impeached forever. But again, it's Sunday morning.
This Trump, he is kaput. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Nancy Gestapo Pelosi wants to get rid of Donald Trump. We played that clip earlier. Because essentially what Nancy is saying is we don't care how good he is, whether he won, he's too good, we got to get him out, and impeachment is going to go on. We're going to be a fly in the ointment. We're going to be peeing in the punch bowl the entirety of Donald Trump's presidency. And then the problem is they're going to have four more years. And at the end of November of this year, Donald Trump will win again. They're going to have four more years of coming to the realization that he's going nowhere. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or thekevinjacksonshow.com. We've talked about a lot today. Quite a bit. Nadler had something to say also about Donald Trump and why they need to get rid of him. I find this very interesting and very telling. Check this out.
See, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
I'm sure you caught that slip, right? To keep the president from rigging, he's already rigged, tried to rig one. Yeah, right, Nadler. We're on to you, baby. They're all going down. Rats on a sinking ship. Pelosi, we're going to get him no matter what. Think about this. The Senate trial begins. There are X number of senators who, and look, this isn't news to you, but they want Trump's job. They're going to sit in judgment of President Trump. Many of those senators predetermined his guilt long before they knew any of the information that's been presented. There isn't one iota of evidence, because it doesn't exist, that Trump has done anything outside of do his job. I'll put it to you another way. If the Democrats held Obama to the same standard, he would have been impeached in his first year. They don't care about standards. It's about one thing. They got to get rid of Donald Trump, no matter what. And I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I've said this before. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. It would be a tough pill to swallow if Barack Obama had been as good as he was. Because if we really thought we were headed towards socialism, and this guy had the economy booming, he wasn't borrowing money, he was pushing back Iran, he was making deals with North Korea, he was renegotiating trade agreements that were bringing dollars back onshore, he passed a tax cut that impacted families and brought us all much more income than we had before, median income rising for everybody. He brought manufacturing back. He raised the GDP. He helped with race relations by doing positive things in the black community without it necessarily being considered to, you know, one-sided or whatever. In other words, when Donald Trump does something to help black, he posthumously pardons Jack Johnson. White people don't go, why is he posthumously pardoning that black man? There's no impact to anybody other than saying, you know what? America is better than this. We're better than, you know, putting somebody in jail because they date another race. I'm pardoning him. I'm pardoning America for making such a stupid mistake. Barack Obama couldn't do it. So the point is, look at all the things that Trump has done. Moving the Capitol to Jerusalem and moving our consulate, recognizing Jerusalem or whatever it was. All the different things that are going on and its impact on people. Parents are better parents. They have more time. They're spending more time with their kids. They're taking vacations. They're paying attention. We're better capitalists. People are putting more money back into their employees and respecting their employees better. Forget unions. You don't need a union to raise your salary when you're getting money back. And as a corporation, you feel like, hey, I can invest in my employees and I can invest in my corporation because we're able to do more because government's taking these regulations away. This is what's good. The good news is. And it vexes the left. And that's why Nadler, we got to stop Donald Trump because he might, I mean, he's in pre-crime now. He might rig the next election. Knowing, by the way, that they did. Nadler's telling you, we rigged the next election, so we have to accuse Donald Trump of it. We have no evidence, so we must accuse him of the likelihood that he may do it again, which, by the way, tells you that the Democrats are already plotting to do it. That's the deal. Moving on, Cory Booker says he's not going to commit to endorsing a 2020 Democrat before the Iowa caucuses, but he promises to think hard about who could best heal the nation. I'm not sure. Look, I'm literally still dazed, just dazed from stepping out of this race. He was already out. He's already out. I want to support a candidate that, yeah, wants to send Mitch McConnell back to the benches. Yeah, wants to beat Donald Trump, but also understands that beating Trump is the floor. It's not the ceiling. Good luck with that, Corey. By the way, do you think that there are Democrats going, man, I sure hope Cory Booker endorses me. I'd love to get that, what, 0% vote? I'd love to get that 0% of the black vote. What percent? What does an endorsement from Cory Booker bring you from Spartacus? I find it a joke that there's an article written about this. Seriously? Who wrote this article? Let me see who. Oh, Axiom Strategies. You got to be fishing for. Hey, let's see who Cory Booker's going to endorse now that he's out of the race with 0% of the vote and no money. God, what a. As I, every time I think about this guy and his running for office and then getting nowhere and the theatrics. Remember when he would be in the Senate and he would be looking for things to draw attention to himself? This guy is supposed to be, I think he's a Stanford grad, and he's supposed to be a Rhodes Scholar. And he's dumb. See, this stuff, none of this stuff means what it means. You know, whether it's a Nobel Peace Prize, Rhodes Scholar, Pulitzer Prize, whatever, it doesn't matter. It is, leftists just giving themselves things, because when you apply it, the practical application of Cory Booker is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to blacks. It's an embarrassment to the nation. It should be an embarrassment to New Jersey. Anybody that would vote for this guy. We give you a little bit more Democrat news here. So Biden supposedly leading the field in Iowa. I talked about him earlier. Here's what they say. Former Vice President Joe Biden maintained his lead in Iowa ahead of the state's first-in-the-nation caucuses, according to a new poll. Biden is the top choice, 24% of Iowans. Now, I already told you, 36% in South Carolina, that's down 5 points. Guess who's number two in South Carolina? Well, it's Steyer. Spoiler alert. But 24% in Iowa? Not saying they picked the presidents, but Joe Biden has been in this long enough, starts out in the 40s, he's at 24% and they're celebrating. Yeah, and they go, Biden's support fell just 1 point since the September poll. Why would he be going down? Right? Why would he be going down? And now finally, let's talk about Elizabeth Warren. Here's what she had to say recently.
Qualifying for presidential candidate to lie to the American public about anything?
I would think that it, you know, how could the American people want someone who wants to? I think that we just do our best every day. And I hope that's what happens, whatever.
Well, you talk about a tough question. She sealed her fate. She sealed her doom. Is it okay for a presidential candidate to lie? No, it's not okay. Okay, you're a liar, bona fide liar. But I love how she finished it. It was a torturous response, right? And then finally she goes, we just do our best every day. What she's telling you is I'm a liar, and I've been lying. And I know you know I'm a liar. I've lied about my kids' schooling, my, you know, dad's record. I'm all kinds of stuff. I lied about my heritage. But I just do my best every day to try to tell you the truth. Gotta leave it there.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.